Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest joining us in the studio is Dave Cutler with Creative Chaos. Dave, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Creative Chaos, interesting name, and you guys create chaos. No.
Yes, we create chaos. Actually, we admit that there's a lot of chaos out there, and we try to get creative on servicing business deals and needs inside the chaos.
So you work at the intersection of technology and product dev and innovation and utilizing technology to accelerate companies' growth and all that good stuff. Why don't you tell us in your words, give us a little nutshell of what it is that you guys do.
I like to say that we help dreams come true. And that usually...
So you're Disney.
Yes, right. Yes. We work with the best. We do that because that usually doesn't mean custom software capabilities when you're trying to start a company or add a new division or grow your business. That usually doesn't mean you have great custom software developers to help facilitate that dream. And that's who we are. We are a tech team augmentation company. We are an outsourced company for technology development. We love to say that if you're using the word outsourcing, then you're doing it wrong, because you really should be keeping those projects, building of a mobile app, let's say. You should have people inside your company that understand the technology enough to do that. You're not outsourcing the whole thing. You're just outsourcing the actual development of it and the agile iterations.
So you guys become the enablers. You want to work with your client to envision, to articulate it, and then you guys will run off and build it.
Well, people usually have an idea, right? And they want to change the world or make the world a better place. They have a dream, and we can help give them wings to actually fulfill on that. We can do that with some great people that are around the world, around time zones, that are have been doing this for 18 years, that actually have been building for startups, mid-sized businesses, large corporations. We have this great range of experiences that we bring to any one of them to help them build faster, cheaper, better.
And I would imagine the engagements are all different, but if you were going to look at a sort of a profile, if you will, it's identifying something that is a hurdle and utilizing technology to accelerate through that hurdle and build something so that it's sustainable.
Obviously. We try to keep that business goal in mind all the time. So we happen to be those nerds that understand business. Mm-hmm. So when we're doing that black arts of coding on whatever acronym technology piece that people like to talk about on our teams, we constantly are keeping the business goals in mind. So when we do finally build something and get something and iterate it, it's just part of a series. It's just in process constantly. It's constantly evolving.
Now, that can be in the form of a mobile app. It can be in the form of some sort of integration of whatever applications are using in their organization.
Yeah, they call it front end or back end, right? Front end might be that mobile app or that website and all the technologies needed to design and build those things. And then there's the back end, which is the infrastructure of that company, access to data across their supply chain and then their operations. Both of those things working together, you get a better, and here's the ultimate goal, a better user experience or a better customer experience. Mm-hmm. The more you access the information that your company has, pricing, availability, any other kind of customization, that usually is buried inside that company somewhere. And we can build those triggers, those connections, APIs are sometimes called, to that data and make that front-end experience more valuable because we have the back-end capabilities.
So let's talk a little bit about, and perhaps as an extension of the name, because Creative Chaos, and very often what is chaos? Out of chaos comes beauty, right? Yeah. The ability to take all those disparate pieces and put them together into sort of some functional asset. Yeah. I guess one of the things we talked a little bit before we came on air about innovation, and how companies are often not getting it right. And as a result are investing, hundreds of thousands and tens of millions of dollars in some cases in driving these innovation labs.
Right.
Your group helps them to work that process. You, if they've got an idea of what the end game is, you'll help them work through that process to what they need to build.
Yeah. The first of all, the market is brutal. They don't care about your new idea, your new innovation. So iterating into the marketplace with anything is a really smart way to get started. It gives you something to react to. It gives your customer something to react to.
Don't ask them about what you want them to build. Build it, let them test it, feel it, and give you the feedback to make it better.
It makes it easier, right? Because then you're not making it up.
Right.
You're actually going to the market and getting answers from your market. How clever can that be? But building and designing.
Amazing how rarely that happens in consumer products.
you have a great idea, you want to go build it, and it's
classic case of over-engineering the product because you want the bells and whistles, yet you know, consumers couldn't care less.
It's a very interesting point because companies believe they know their clients and their customers, and they probably have a good handle on that, but they're changing. So what happens now with your client when they have a mobile phone in front of them? That's a whole different environment for you to engage with them. There's geofencing, there's location, there's videos and photos and all these other tools that are clicks away that they've never been before. Now do you know your customer? So we do a lot of research on what the new customer is for our clients as they are looking for a way to engage them now.
Mm-hmm. And your company has worked across industries? Are you really agnostic in terms of what the product or service the company may offer is, that there is an opportunity to build something to help them accelerate that
access? 18 years, right? So you've seen a lot, and we've been inside a lot of different kinds of companies, from the Fortune 50 down to the Fortune 5 million, I don't know, startups, right? We've worked with startups, and we work with mid-sized companies and large companies. I think what's probably more relevant to your world and people listening to this, we work with service companies and help them provide the technology that their clients need. So whether it's an accountant or a lawyer or a marketing agency or a development agency for that matter, we can give them the wings, these service companies. We can give them the capabilities that allows them to promise more to their clients and then deliver more. So number one, they're not leaving money on the table and letting some other vendor service their client, but they're also caring about their client and helping that team that you're working with, your client, with solutions. They don't have to go elsewhere for it.
Yep.
You're in the game. You're keeping your value.
Well, it's interesting because so much of our life today is driven by technology, and certain, in particular, mobile technology and apps. And it almost feels to me like we went through a phase over the last 5 or so years where app development became a must-have, and it was more of a me too. And it sounds like you guys take an approach that says, well, what's that customer experience? What's the value proposition? What's the business imperative of why we're developing an app? And develop the app with all of that in mind, as opposed to saying, well, we have something pretty that our clients could, gain access to, but nobody's using. And I'm thinking out of my mind, consumer orientation. What gym doesn't have an app today? But what are you really using it for?
Right.
It's great that they have one, but if it's of no value to members, then they've spent all kinds of money developing something that nobody's, really using.
Yeah.
And it's always fascinating to me. Before I download an app, I look at it and I read reviews because I want to find out, are people actually using it? Is it actually delivering value, even if it's a free app?
Yeah.
So you guys must work very often at the intersection of an app for app's sake isn't going to provide value to anybody.
We have to be experts in customer reactions as much as actions and needs. We're doing a lot of observing on what that gym member is doing. Are they only coming with friends? Do they want to meet more friends? Are they need a buddy system? I mean, there's a whole different level of human nature. One of my favorite quotes from Mark Bezos is that he says that he gets asked all the time about what's going to change in the future, what's going to change in the future, what's going to happen next. And he says, no one ever asks what's not going to change. And human nature is not going to change.
Right.
We want to be understood. We want to be serviced. We want to be helped. We want to feel better about our world and understand it better. If you can tap into those things for your gym membership, now you're really helping that.
Now you're talking artificial intelligence, because I think the one thing that everybody, the one constant is change. And I think the second piece is acceleration.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that everybody wants is instant access and resolution of their issues.
Yeah.
And that's not life.
But we can build it and we can iterate it so it actually can optimize over time. One of the most important lessons that I think I found over the last couple of years is it's hard to build these new digital presence. And it does take a team that you can rely on and make mistakes with and uncover and discover the opportunity that you didn't know it even existed. Like, we're back to that first point. What's your customer now like with a mobile phone in their hand? Mm-hmm. And let's see, and let's build something to learn how it helps them, how knowing where they are in that day when they're having that meal that they don't want to have and they should be thinking about the gym, or, you know. Let's tie these points together in their life and really unburden people and provide value.
So do you guys work through, in a typical engagement, would you work through a framework or a methodology that is fairly standard across every engagement, irrespective of what it is that you're building? Or?
Well, I think that goes back to the name, the Creative Chaos, when you were talking about before why that name. I think we are constantly reevaluating what is the way forward. We make that iteration our business, about our own business. So we're constantly rethinking things. We're being creative about how we go to market or how we build a technology. Mm-hmm. We're even creative with our business model. So if we're working with that service company I was talking before, that agency or that business services company like Mage, perhaps, we will provide them support for these new technology ideas for their clients. Mm-hmm. We will support, we will inform them, we will educate them, we will share what we would do with that client if they were our client. They will. Got so it. Now the service company will be empowered, inspired, and see that there's a business that they can actually get into, because we'll kind of give them the scope without mm-hmm. having to go into a lot of detail of it. We'll support them, but we won't charge for that. So when I'm saying we're creative with our own business model, we've built one where we can actually partner with some of these service companies, and we're not charging them until the client actually buys the project. Hmm. Now we'll share that revenue. And it takes money off the table, so to speak. You know, we're not looking for projects. We're looking for great partners that want to have that progression, want to digitally transform with their clients.
And solving problems, creating solutions that solve the problems. Right. And that's where the real value proposition is.
So if we take that, we're a good partner because we will educate, we will help scope, we'll help build these ideas, we'll help inspire and encourage them to go ask for more or go look for more in their client. We're that support system. Again, I said we make dreams come true.
Interesting stuff. Full circle. Fascinating stuff, Dave. Our guest has been David Cutler, Managing Director of Creative Chaos. If people want to reach out to you, learn more about your company, how you guys work, and engage with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
I think you can go to creativechaos.co. Right? That's how you find information about our company. I am always interested in a conversation about how to take advantage of technology. So you can go to my own landing page, is davidcutler.net for the David Cutler Network. That's a great way to engage with me. Either of those are easy.
Excellent. Our guest has been David Cutler, Managing Director of Creative Chaos, and you're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.